Sunday night, Or L'Chof Ches Sivan, I think. Yes, and it's actually is Chof Ches Sivan already. No, maybe not. Menas Moshes. And we're learning Shmaitza Gimel. And we're learning Perik Yud Gimel. And Eitan's going to ask me if I can make a sikum, a summary of what we learned. And I'm going to say that when we finish Perik Yud Gimel, B'li Neder, I will do so. And that might even be tonight, meaning we might finish tonight, and I'll do it B'li Neder tomorrow night. But we do have this feeling that we're learning about Chazokas U'Yilishtanos. Shmaitza Gimel Perik Yud Gimel. We flew through the days because it was just, and Chas V'Shalom just, it was basically cheshbonos. It was basically playing chess. Checkers, not even chess, checkers. But we had such a perik in the first Shmaitz, I remember. Okay, let's do Perik Yud Gimel now. Ubitosus Perik HaOmer, the Riamaschel Namon. The Shmaitz is still, he doesn't let up. He's merciless. He is going to keep proving that Chazoka Suyilishtanus is a Chazoka. Okay, we'll talk about conceptually, you know, when we do the summary. When we do the summary, we'll talk about conceptually why yes, why not. Okay, it says in Gemara Kiddushin, a father is saying that his son's bar mitzvah, or that his daughter's bas mitzvah. So, he's Nemon legabe, the various dinim of whatever it is that the, can I trouble you to do this for me? Thank you very much. That cheirem, you know, the son can do transactions, make hektish. He can do a lot of things once he's bar mitzvah. Okay. Now, why is he Nemon? So Yakir apparently does not cover this. Yakir covers if your son's kosher or not, if he is your son or not. It covers if he's a kohen or not. It covers a lot of things, but it does not cover age. So we're back to good old Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin. Okay. Why can't somebody else say it? Somebody else presumably could say it, but the father's the only one that's really going to know. He was there when he was born. Maybe he remembers how old he is. She kept every birthday. But if it's Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin, obviously anyone could say it. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yoymechad Biti Zu Bas Yud Be Shana V'Yoymechad Nemon L'Nedarim. A funny thing to be Nemon for, because rather for Nedarim, it's a year before. You can make a Ned there a year before. But okay, whatever it means, Nemon says Bar Mitzvah, and that has a lot of ramifications. Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin, that's the point. It's a din of Eid Echad Nemon B'Isurin. Now here's Tysus, thank you very much. Tysus is funny. Teimo ha'enu nemon ela b'dover shebiyoda. An Eid Echad is only believed when he has the ability to create the situation that he's talking about. Now what does that mean? Biyoda, he can create it. Now really that's not exactly true. It's a funny Tysus. We're going to explore the Tysus. The basic rule of thumb, according to most Rishonim, is that an Eid Echad is Nemon when it's not against the Chazaka. Right? When it's not against a known state. A known state could be something is known up till now to be Mutter, and he says it's Osir. Maybe he says it became Osir, or he says it is Osir, or it is a known state the other way. So he's not Nemon against the Chazaka, except for Biyodo. The Yadu means he can affect the change he's talking about. He's never to say, the Gemara says, for example, something is Truma because he could have made it Truma. But he could make it Truma. He's never, in theory. Right? So now, as you might imagine, that's the Shemaitzer will explore. I don't know if the Shemaitzer will explore it, but the Achronim explore what is the pshat in that din. Is the pshat he's not nemun against the Chazaka because he's not powerful enough, he's not strong enough, and Biyado, you put on a turbine engine, you know, it gives you an extra oomph. It's like drinking an energy drink. Biyado gives you an extra koach of nemunus, because that's also explained in different ways. Now it's considered you're like the master of the din, you own the din, like you could control it, you could change it, you could do it, so you're Neman. Others say very simply that if it's biyado to change the chazaka, then it's not much of a chazaka to begin with.
But you can't literally.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
He said good words, he doesn't believe us. That doesn't say.
It's either biyado or it's not biyado.
In theory,
theory, but certainly when you cross at a certain point, you say it's not really the other. If it becomes too theoretical, so then it's you have to draw the line. Okay, we're interested in the halachic legal oneness. You could say something is the other, something's not the other. So Taisa says obviously it's not the other to discuss an age. But you see that Tosfos' question was assuming that saying how old someone is going against the Chazaka, which is really weird also. But you see that Tosfos held that saying how old someone is going against the Chazaka, because he fires off the question, but it's not biyado. Now if it's not against the Chazaka, you don't need biyado. So obviously he held it was against the Chazaka, you say how old someone is. I don't know why, but as Tosfos is looking at it, that if you're becheskas, that you're not that age yet. Well, obviously not. Okay, v'yesh lomar. Tosfos' teretz is also a bit vague and unclear. Kiven da'osu l'gadol, because he's becoming a gadol, it's very normal, that's what happens. Asu'uhu k'dover shebiyado. So they gave it the legal halachic status of being biyado. So it's very.
But the person who's actually aging can say that as well. In other words, we're saying his father is saying. This.
Yeah.
Okay.
L'chaire he could say it too.
So then you'd have to age him. Theoretically.
You don't even need to. You need to never be surin.
Right.
Okay. So it's not biyado, but since you're aging and you're becoming that age, so. So now the Shmaitz is understanding Tosfos as follows. He understands Tosfos Kasha to be assuming it's going against the Chazaka, right? And it's definitely a Chazuka Hasuya Lishtanos. He does not understand Tosfos Teretz to be, because it's a Chazuka Hasuya Lishtanos, very obviously. I don't know how he understood Tosfos Teretz. So he's saying, oh look, Chazuka Suyulishtanos is called a Chazuka, because you see Tosfos' assumption and presumption was that it's against the Chazuka, and it's a Suyulishtanos, and he didn't understand that gufa was Tosfos Teretz. Umizenir Nami Mavur the Cheskos Katnus Havi Chazuka, even though it's Oymid Lishtanos. The Lav Cheskos Katnus Umshimdosu Lishtanos, Imkain my Kusha, Tosfos would not have a Kasha. Even the Hecha Deleka Chazaka Nemon. If there's no Chazaka, he's Nemon. Afilu Kiven Deleka Chazaka Afilu Ain a Biyado. So what is Tosfos Kasha? It's no Chazaka, it's a Suya Lishtanos. The Chemit Terutzam, Tosfos says. Kosu, the Shmaitzer takes Tosfos Teretz very literally, although he doesn't explain it, but he's saying Tosfos Teretz is not Stam. There it is. It's biyado. It is biyado. Dasu kedover she biyado. Now, see, he sees in that it is a chazaka, and you name one as if it would be biyado. But he doesn't bother to explain. Well, if it is a chazaka, so then why are you name one? It's not biyado. But he doesn't really explain it. What?
You already said it was a weaker chazaka.
What? But he wants to bring a raya that it is a chazaka.
But he already admitted it's a weaker chazaka.
So what's Tosfos Teretz?
It's
Raya, because Tosfos says it's like it's biyado. So you see, it's like a chazaka, because it's like it's biyado. Okay. If you're happy with that, I'm happy. The tapek leg loy boy klal biyado keep it like a chazaka. If there's no chazaka, you wouldn't need biyado. Elal korach lafilu bekatnas uvishonim nami havi chazaka. Even though it's a suyul ishtanas. Hey, what does Tosfos mean? It's like it's biyado. If you are saying that Tosfos is assuming it is a chazaka, so what do you mean it's like it's biyado? It's not biyado. Even if you say it's a weaker chazaka. So let Tosfos answer. It's a weaker chazaka and an eirachad is nemen against a weak chazaka. What's this? It's like biyado. So to me, the most logical pshat in Tosfos is it's like biyado. Of course it's not biyado, but it's like biyado. And we're going with the explanation that when something's biyado, it's like there's no chazaka. So Tosfos is like saying, when is a chaka not a chazaka? It's like a riddle. When is a chaka not a chazaka? When it's chazaka so you lishtanos. Because we said in the previous program of the Shmaitza, this is an important yisod, even before we hit the chazara, that even if you hold chazaka so you lishtanos, it's not a chazaka, but it's not a halachic legal chazaka with the din, with the psak, with the ramifications of chazaka, but it is a chazaka. It's like saying, ein hocham b'mom anach harov. Let me give you an example. Ein hocham b'mom anach harov. There is a rov. That's what I mean. You don't follow rov when it comes to monetary things. But by definition, your statement is saying there is a rov. Chazaka yisuyul ishtanos is not a chazaka, means it's not a legal chazaka, it doesn't have the legal strength of the chazaka, you don't follow it, but obviously it is a chazaka. So when is a chazaka not a chazaka? When it's a chazaka yisuyul ishtanos. And, or when is a chazaka not a chazaka? When it's biyado. There it's the tzushta. This is what I'm saying, Pshat and Tosfos, obviously not like the Shmaitza. I would think the perfect meeting place where you could say a chazaka soyul ishtanos is not a chazaka and biyado is not a chazaka. That's like a very nice comparison. Because in both cases, there's a heftza of the chazaka, pardon the expression, there's a metzias of the chazaka, but you're not following it because the biyado either weakens it, and the chazaka soyul ishtanos weakens it. So Tosfos is comparison makes some sense. He says it's like it's biyado. It's an absurd statement. What is like it's biyado? It's not biyado. No, I'm saying some learn it is. So some learn it is. Okay, fine. Some learn it is. Yeah, some learn it diminishes the chazaka of the gabriel.
Only the
okay. Okay. So, but we're talking about Eid Echad being Nemun Bisurin. I'll grant you everything you said. But Tosfos could still be saying that Eid Echad is Nemun Bisurin by Chazok Asoyul Ishtanos, just like he's Nemun by Biyadim. Okay, the Shmaitza didn't learn like that. How the Shmaitza did learn in Tosfos, I cannot fathom. It doesn't mean it's like it's Biyadim. It's not Biyadim. But it's like it's Biyadim.
Why is everything called Bisurin? He can say Aiden is now somebody else, somebody money, right? That's
Isurin? It's a good question. The answer is that a person's personal status, it's not really personal status, just like we say that personal status, if a person's a mamzer or a kosholove bekol, or if he's a mitzri or an adumi, or if he's a cholol or not a cholol, it has a din of dovashim erva. Questions of personal status, genealogy, and the like is called Dova Sheba Erva. So things like age, and if you're Mechuyev and Mitzvahs or not, are considered Isurin. Everything always has ramifications in another area in Halacha. Isurin has ramifications in Momin, Momin has ramifications in Isurin, Tumah V'Tahira will have ramifications in Isurin, Isurin will have ramifications in Tumah V'Tahira. So the fact that that he will now be Neman to go say Aegis on Mammon does not render it Mammonous. It's Isurim. The age of a person, if he's Mechoyev and Mitzvahs or not, that's the Etzim Shaila. You're not talking about different scenarios or ramifications that could arise, right? You're talking about if a person is Mechoyev and Mitzvahs. So that's Isurim. Okay, so the Shmaitza says, not that the Shmaitza learns in Tosis. He's not explaining it, but that's what he's saying. You see in Tosis, Adarabah, Chazokah, Suyu, Lishtanas is a Chazokah. And Tosis Teretz is that over here, since you're getting older, it's like it's Biyado.
Then
it loses all meaning. Once you say Chazokah Suyu Lishtanos, if you always say it's like it's Biyado, then you might as well say it's not a Chazokah. So then what's the, that's just a question of semantics then. Bishlam of Chazok. So then why is it like Biyado? What does it mean it's like Biyado? The Bishlam of Chazok Suyu Lishtanos is not a Chazokah, but it's just not a legal Chazokah, but it is a matzav of chazakah, just like Ein Hochem Woman Ach HaRov is a matzav of Rov, you just don't paskin like the Rov, right? So then you say, okay, I have here a chazakah, but it's flawed, and I'm not going to follow it. Chazakah Le'ichanos is not a chazakah. So I could hear the comparison to Biyado against this chazakah, where there is a chazakah. No denying that it's against the Chazakah, but we have an ameliorating factor that it's Biyado, and that like makes the Chazakah somewhat more resistant, right? It's not as strong a strain anymore of a Chazakah. So that's a Tzushtel, but if you establish that Tosis maintains that Chazakah Asuya L'shtanos is a regular good old fashioned Chazakah, which doesn't allow you to play around with it, it's right to saying, you know, it's regular Chazakah. So then, what does it mean it's like it's Biyado? Why is it like it's Biyado? Why? Because time flies when you're having fun. Time flies. It's more than the Suya L'shtanos, it flies. Yishmaitza insists that Tosfos Teretz also held that age is Chazakah Suya L'shtanos is a Chazakah. Just Bar Mitzvah is different. Okay. L'fidu Tzorech L'yashev, he's back to the original Tosfos Kasha, the original sin. Places that says be suffic, the suffic ben test passels the woman. Tyson says, why don't you put it on a chazaka that he was pochos mi ben test? We're talking about a puzzle being boil a woman, and if it's a suffic, he passels on me suffic. Taisa says, why don't you say he's becheskas less than 9 years old? So his beer is not a beer. Does not pass, huh? The Tirtzu Kibushaksha Bentes, because he says it's Bentes right now in front of you. So you can't follow the Chazaka. So the Shmaitza asks, why not? Umabakach Kibushaskas Katnus Havale Chazaka Maalya. If Cheskas Katnus is a regular Chazaka, he's just going on himself. Whenever there's a clash between the Chazaka de Meikara and the Chazaka de Hashta, so the Chazaka de Meikara wins hands down. Maybe hands up, I don't know, but it wins. So the question is, why don't you have the same thing here? What kind of a reason is this? If you hold that the Chazaka of age is a good Chazaka, and in Cheskas you're not 9 years old yet, so what's Tosfos answering? Because he's been tested now. So what? The Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than the Chazaka de Hashta. The hate Huta Ve'enai, he gives a plug for his brother. His brother gave him a teretz, and he gives him a plug here in the Shmaitza. I don't know if he charged him to let him into the Sefer, product placement, I don't know what he did. Huta Ve'hate Huta Ve'enai, Mashama Ve'zeochi Arav Amuflug. Reign of Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda Khan, Shane, the Tzoyis HaChayshu's name was Shane. I think, or unless, His name was Kahana, but he was a Kayan. How old was Mike's name? Shane O'Kahana. Okay. Kam Mamesh and Ischabdu and Islabdu and Divri Atois and Sanisko Rabu, the Maharid, the Maharid. Buhu, the Kosu Shom. So his brother says a Terence. For who? The Kosu Taisusham Divir Maschal Reshab Sule Kuna Vazela Shono, the Entaimar, Suffolk Pentes Eich Paisal Bibi Yosoi. Right? There's two things we could be talking about. When a apostle has relations with a woman, he passels her. She can no longer eat truma. She becomes possible to eat truma, and she can no longer marry a kaya. So Tosfos there says something meant as a poisel bebiyosoi nukme achazoka kamaisu da bipochos mi bentes benuki itzum cheskos kashrus. You have all these chazokas flowing around you. You have the chazoka that the kid was less than 9. You have the cheskos kashrus of the isha. What are you running to pass all the isha for? Umiul the kahuna nicha. If we're talking about her marrying a kayan. Because the question is, if the kid was boiled after he was 9, the law is lina basa chazaka liyuchsin. Then I wouldn't have such a question, because the first parak of Ksubis is replete with cases that were machmir by yuchsin, and we don't follow chazaka. Can the kamar of Yeshua parakama the Ksubis loy mi pion uchayin? Obviously, the cheskos kashrus there. Even if most of the people in the city are ksherim, but if a single woman becomes pregnant, so we are cheshish of Yeshua holds that the child is pasul lakuna. She's pasul lakuna, so that she can't marry a kayan. Taisa says, I'm cool with that because we're very machmer when it comes to marrying into the Kohanim family. And we won't follow Chazaka, but the Rabbanu will be machmer, we won't follow the Chazaka. What? Yeah. My loss will be Yuchsin. My loss will be Yuchsin. Yeah, Rabbi Shua's reason is my loss will be Yuchsin. Because we're following our edus. He doesn't know. Loi. Okay, so that's a parenthetical remark. Why don't you follow the chazaka? What happened to chazaka? What's going on here? Well, what do you mean? It's something bentes. Passes of meaning truma. Chazaka. It's talking about that Mishnah, it's talking about Lagabe Truma. But the Truma Mukbina Nachazaka, the Ksubis Berg Bay is going to be Muslim, the Buddha died the Kayanhu. We do follow Chazaka, there's no Chumra. Yishloima Dokha going to Hashta Dosa Kamon Abibadi Bentes. He's 9 now. Avabisha Yosofik Shabo Leho. When Mukbina Law Chazaka Kamaisa. So Tosfos says very clearly, for the second time, that we follow the now. The chiva the kushes that Tosfos ain't no other than truma. What? Yeah, but for some reason we follow the chazaka the hashta.
He's answering, he asked him we shouldn't follow
the
chazaka, but now
he's
answering, we should follow the chazaka.
We don't know yet why here it makes sense to follow the chazaka the hashta. The Shemites hopefully will explore that, because we always said.
What do we care about a chazaka the hashta? We want to make her. That was the question.
Yeah, that was before. Yeah. He didn't say it on this Tosfos. hopefully he'll get to the incident. He didn't ask it on this Tysus. He went to a different Tysus. But the cost of the yeah. All right, let's go back to the Shmaisa. I think he's going to deal with this. He's learning, yes. Even the question that Tysus, I know that the Truma, not for Kahuna. The Lakuna for Kostal Yashay, Dumish and Milos Yuchsin. Shmachish, have you been tired so long ago? The Hashtabadi Ben Tess. He got the Truma, the Kochim, Azlina, but the Shasmit Siyosa. That's his Chab. Remember, the Shmaisa maintained the same thing. That we do go Bosa Chazok at the Hashtab by Truma, the Kochim. Since you're not talking about marrying a Koyim, but you're talking about Terumah Kachim, so we're going to be Machmir, because we're following, we're going to be Machmir for Terumah Kachim. The Benido, the Kupo, the Terumah Kachim, Machmir, the Medo, the Shas, the Tziyasan, the Chazok, the Kama, Israel, the Chomer, the Terumah. Because of the Chomer of Terumah, we follow the here and the now. Abu Baal, Maslin, and Gambos, the Chazok, the Katnus, the Philo Hashtal, the Fanenu, Godel, Amin, and Hashtal, the Nasa, Godel, Ad Kendivri, Harav, Bumach. The right, he doesn't think it's anything worse than Asuya Lishtanos. The Nemon, to say, right, Tvua, which took root after, before the Omer, or after the Omer, I should say, after the Omer was brought, even if it just took root, it's awesome. It's called Chodesh. And Chodesh is also in our Torah, in Eretz Yisrael for sure, it's also in our Torah. But if you knew it took root before Pesach, then you're okay, it just took root. So now he says, Mavur b'tayzit v'erik beiz d'ksubas, v'mat ha-shali Chodesh shal chaveri yashon, ayin shom v'far shalo, linyan iser Chodesh, ayin shom. So he's nemo b'iser Chodesh. V'chid l'idechon en nemo b'mokam chazoka, and he's saying, I don't know, let's say he's saying it's also because it's Chodosh. In Kain Nukia Chazok of the Wayim of the Hashtahu, the Nishrish Achar HaPesach, it only took root now, after Pesach. I guess the Eidechot saying it's not Chodosh. How can he be Nemo Nemon Chazok of the Wayim of Shahu Koidim HaPesach Nishrish? I guess because saying it didn't take root is a new state, so you push off the new state till the latest possible time, which will be after the Omer is brought. You want to push off the last known state. I think Chazak is very versatile. Right? Anytime you just, it pushes off the last known state to the latest possible time. The last known state is.
In this case, this works against you.
The last known state is it. You assume it did not take root until after the Omer. Push off change. You push off change. To say it took root is change, you push off change. Given the record in the Bible, Chazok, okay, Nuki, Chazok, Loima Hashu, the Nisha Sakhar Pesach, but we never let the negative Chazok of the Loima Shu, Kaid, the Mapesach, the Nisha, where she took place by Goyma, Gabi Zeb, Bni, Bni Zeb, Gabi, the Dora. The Hainu Neman, the Bdova Shabiyodo, the Taisa Shatirsu keeping the also the Gadal Al Sukhadovish of Yodo, Mashman Deno element Divrayam Lahachmir, Al Sukhadovish of Yodo, became a Hokalachinamo. Also, he's very cute. He's saying, wait, we're talking about getting older, so there's a Taisa that getting older is Bechal Nana Chazaka. He's saying, no, Tyson was talking only the Chumrah, not the Kula. The Chumrah What?
Kibiyado.
Yeah. He's saying it's also, so he's not. But here he's saying it is bar mitzvah. Or the Omer is mutter, rather. That's a funny svek svek, but that's what Tyson says. What a Rosh says. The reason it's funny is because you would say it's either before the Omer or after the Omer. Like, what are you bothering me? It's probably before the Omer. Okay. The walking.